loved your daily dose of inspiration with your Morning Boost. Now, AWB Adventures brings you the complete picture. Welcome to AWB's Boost Bundle, where we've combined all the valuable insights from this week's episodes into one convenient listen. Your leadership deep dive starts now.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. I hope you had a wonderful three-day weekend and got a chance to catch a little R&R. I know I certainly did. It felt great to have an extra day at home this weekend. Got a chance to spend a little bit of time with family. And speaking of that, today, July 7th, it's National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. So if you have an opportunity, got a daughter at home, and you can convince them into taking a walk with you, maybe it's a good opportunity to do a little connecting as well when you get home from work today. This entire week, we're going to embark on a fantastic journey into the world of personality traits in the workplace, and specifically how understanding them can profoundly impact your leadership as a school leader. We're going to explore why recognizing different personality traits amongst your staff, students, and even yourself is crucial for fostering a harmonious, productive, and effective educational institution. Now, let's dive into the general impact of personality types on schools and districts. Understanding personality goes beyond just knowing if someone is an introvert or an extrovert. It's about recognizing underlying motivations, communication styles, and preferred working environments. First, improved communication is a key benefit. When you understand someone's communication style, you can tailor your message to be more effective. For example, a leader might need to be more direct with a driver-type personality and more collaborative with a supporter personality. This will help minimize misunderstandings and boost efficiency. I remember a former superintendent that I worked for that part of his nickname was Bullet Point. Everything needed to be more direct with him, and that was by far the best way to communicate back and forth with each other. And so just adapting to that certainly made that more successful. Now, beyond communication, we'll also see enhanced team dynamics by focusing on personality. A school team thrives on diverse strengths. And understanding personality types allows leaders to build balanced teams that complement each other's strengths and weaknesses. This is going to help foster a more resilient and effective collective. This understanding also significantly aids in conflict resolution. Disagreements often arise from differing perspectives that are rooted in personality, and by identifying these underlying clashes, leaders can mediate more effectively. As Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, said, "The main things to keep the main thing, the main thing." Understanding personality helps leaders focus on the root of conflicts, not just the symptoms. Furthermore, it helps tailor professional development. Not all training is one size fits all, and we know this. Some personalities thrive in group settings. Others prefer individual coaching. When we know our staff's personality types, it helps us offer more targeted and effective opportunities, which in the end is going to maximize their growth. Finally, there's optimized student support. While our focus is always on leadership in this podcast, when we understand student personalities, this also plays a significant role where teachers attuned to different learning styles and behavioral traits can provide more individualized support. And in the end, all of us, regardless of our role in the school, we're wanting to see better student outcomes. Okay, to recap your Monday, understanding personality in your school leadership journey is paramount for effective communication, building stronger teams, resolving conflicts, and tailoring professional development. It's about leveraging the unique strengths of every individual to create a thriving educational environment. Just remember, self-awareness and understanding others are foundational to impactful leadership. That's it for Monday. Hope you have a wonderful start to your week. Thank you for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow. Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Happy Tuesday. So glad that you're back joining me again today. Hope you have a fantastic day ahead of you. As we continue our exploration of personality traits, it's worth noting that today, July 8th, is National Pecan Cookie Day, a sweet reminder that even in complexity, there's always something to enjoy. Today, we're focusing on one of the most widely used and influential personality assessment tools, and that is the DISC profile. We'll dive into what DISC is, the different personality styles it identifies, what makes it unique, and most importantly, how this powerful framework can revolutionize your approach to school leadership, helping you better understand your team and yourself. Let's unpack the DISC profile. At its core, DISC stands for Dominance, Influence, Steadiness, and Conscientiousness. It's a non-judgmental tool that's used for understanding behavioral styles, providing insights into an individual's preferences and tendencies in various situations. What makes DISC unique is its focus on how people behave and interact rather than why they do. It's not as much about labeling individuals, but rather understanding their behavioral patterns to improve communication and collaboration. Now, different versions of DISC exist, but all of these all stem from the same core principles. Dominance, or D, these are individuals with high traits. They're often direct, results-oriented, firm, strong-willed, and forceful. They thrive on challenges, action, and control. In a school leadership setting, a D-style principal might be excellent at driving initiatives forward, making quick decisions, and implementing change effectively. However, they might need to consciously work on active listening and involving others in decision-making so they can avoid appearing overly authoritarian. Now, I, or influence, those with high I traits are typically outgoing, enthusiastic, and optimistic, maybe even high-spirited and lively. They love to interact, motivate, and persuade others. An I-style leader might excel at building strong community relationships and rallying staff, maybe also inspiring students. Their challenge might be focusing on details and follow-through, as they sometimes get caught up in the excitement of new ideas. Think of a school leader who's a high I. They maybe successfully mobilize the entire parent-teacher association for a fundraising event. We'll create a vibrant and engaging atmosphere that leads to record donations. That would be something very typical for an I-type leader. Now you have steadiness, S. Individuals with high S traits are typically even-tempered, accommodating, patient, humble, and tactful. They value stability, collaboration, and consistent support. An S-style school leader would be excellent at creating a stable and supportive environment. They will help foster strong team cohesion. They'll also ensure smooth operations. Their growth area might be adapting quickly to change or being more assertive when difficult decisions are needed. As Susan Scott, author of Fierce Conversations, suggests, the conversation is the relationship. So for an S leader, maintaining those strong relationships through thoughtful and consistent communication is going to be the key. This brings us to C, conscientiousness. People with high C traits are often analytical, reserved, precise, private, and logical. They prioritize accuracy, quality, and expertise. A high C-style leader would be meticulous in policy implementation, data analysis, and ensuring high standards. Their challenge might be overanalyzing or appearing overly critical. They also may benefit from developing some more flexibility and embracing calculated risks. For example, a C leader might spend considerable time analyzing student performance data to identify specific areas for improvement, then meticulously develop a targeted intervention plan, ensuring that every detail is covered for optimal impact. Now, how can all of this be used in the school setting? Understanding your own DISC style helps you identify your strengths and potential blind spots, which is going to allow you to adapt your leadership approach. Knowing your team members' styles enables you to communicate more effectively, assign tasks that align with their strengths, and resolve conflicts by understanding their natural tendencies. For instance, if you have a D staff member who values directness, you provide clear, concise instructions. For an S staff member who values stability, you would communicate changes with plenty of notice and reassurance. Okay, to wrap this up, the DISC profile, with its focus on dominance, influence, steadiness, and conscientiousness, provides a powerful framework for understanding behavioral styles. It's unique in its actionable insights into how people operate, making it invaluable for school leaders. By recognizing your own style and those of your team, you can enhance communication, you can build more effective teams, and create a more supportive and productive school environment. Just think of a principal who uses DISC to restructure their entire leadership team, in just ensuring a balance of D, I, S, and C styles. The result of this is going to be a more dynamic and effective team that is capable of handling diverse challenges with greater synergy. The key is not to label, but to understand and adapt. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with another personality trait for us to explore. Again, thank you for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost. I'm so glad that you're joining us again today. Happy Wednesday. Hope that you have a fantastic day ahead of you. Today, we're going to continue our journey into personality assessments, focusing on the Big Five personality test. This one is often assessed through platforms like Truity. We'll explore what the Big Five are, the specific traits it distinguishes, what makes it a robust and unique model in personality psychology, and how its insights can be incredibly beneficial for you in your role as a school leader. Now let's dive into the Big Five personality traits, also known as the OCEAN model. Openness to experience, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. This model is widely considered the most scientifically validated and robust framework for understanding personality. What makes it unique is its empirical foundation. It was derived from extensive research that identified these five broad dimensions as consistently emerging across various cultures and languages. Unlike some other assessments that might categorize individuals into specific types, the Big Five measures individuals along a continuum of each of these traits, providing a nuanced profile. One company, Truity, offers a popular online assessment to help individuals understand their standing on these five dimensions. Now, openness to experience. This trait reflects an individual's level of imagination, curiosity, creativity, and a willingness to try things. If we have high openness, these are people that are often innovative, intellectually curious, and enjoy novelty. A school leader high in openness might be an early adopter of new educational technologies or curriculum approaches, always seeking fresh ideas to improve the school. They might also be more comfortable with ambiguity and change. Individuals that are low in openness tend to be more conventional. They prefer routine and may be less comfortable with abstract concepts. While they might be resistant to radical changes, they do provide valuable stability and ensure established protocols are followed. Now, conscientiousness, this trait describes how organized, responsible, disciplined, and goal-oriented somebody is. High consciousness individuals are typically diligent, reliable, and thorough. A school leader with high consciousness would likely be excellent at managing budgets, ensuring compliance with regulations, and frankly, meticulously planning long-term projects. They are the ones who make sure everything is in its place and deadlines are met. Now, people that are lower in consciousness might be more spontaneous and less structured. While they may struggle with strict deadlines or organizational tasks, they can sometimes be more adaptable and less rigid in their approach. This trait often resonates with a quote from Benjamin Franklin, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." A highly conscientious leader embodies this principle through their diligent planning and execution. Now, extroversion, this trait indicates how outgoing, energetic, and sociable an individual is. Extroverted individuals gain energy from social interaction. They're often assertive and enjoy being the center of attention. An extroverted leader may be highly visible in the school community, thrive on public speaking, and excel at networking with parents and stakeholders. They're natural motivators and inspirers. Introverted individuals tend to be a little more reserved, prefer solitary activities, and can find large social gatherings draining. An introverted school leader might prefer one-on-one conversations, deep reflection, and they might communicate best through written reports. While their personality may not be as outward, their thoughtful and deliberate approach can be incredibly effective. Consider a leader who, despite being an introvert, excels at deeply connecting with individual staff members, leading to strong, trusting relationships. Now, agreeableness, this trait measures how compassionate, cooperative, trusting, and empathetic somebody is. Agreeable individuals are generally warm, friendly, and prioritize harmony. An agreeable school leader would likely foster a supportive and collaborative school culture and be excellent at conflict resolution. They probably also would prioritize the well-being of their staff and students. They are the peacemakers and team builders. Individuals lower in agreeableness might be more competitive, skeptical, maybe prioritize their own interests. While they might be perceived as less warm, they can also be more objective in decision-making and willing to challenge the status quo when necessary. This gets us to neuroticism. This trait reflects an individual's tendency to experience negative emotions, such as anger, anxiety, or depression. It's often referred to as emotional stability, with a lower score indicating higher stability. So individuals that are high in neuroticism might be more prone to stress, worry, and emotional swings. A school leader experiencing high neuroticism might struggle with managing stress effectively, potentially impacting their decision-making under pressure. They might need to develop some strong coping mechanisms to succeed. Stable individuals are typically calm, resilient, and cope well with stress. A school leader with high emotional stability would be a steady presence during crisis, capable of managing rational decisions under pressure and inspiring confidence with their team. They are the anchors in turbulent times. So to recap, the big five personality traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism offer a robust and empirically validated framework for understanding individual differences. Its uniqueness lies in measuring individuals along continuums rather than categorizing them. This provides this nuanced perspective. For school leaders, leveraging these insights can lead to more effective team building, while also help tailor communication, personalize professional development, and get a greater self-awareness. Think of that principal who, through understanding their own blend of the Big Five, recognized a need to delegate more to their highly conscientious assistant principal. It frees themselves to focus on strategic planning, where their high openness can truly shine. It's all about optimizing potential through understanding. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with another insightful trait. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Myers-Briggs type indicator. But like I said, thank you for listening. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. We will talk with you again tomorrow. Good morning. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day and you have a fantastic day ahead of you here. We are going to continue our personality journey this week as we explore insightful traits, a platform that often provides assessments rooted in the Myers-Briggs type indicator, or MBTI. We'll discuss what the MBTI is, the distinct types it identifies, what sets it apart from other assessments, and how its insights can be profoundly valuable for you as a school leader, helping you leverage individual strengths and foster better team dynamics.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Now let's dive into MBTI, or the Myers-Briggs type indicator. This is the foundation for platforms like Insightful Traits. The MBTI is a self-report questionnaire designed to indicate different psychological preferences and how people perceive the world and make decisions. What makes the MBTI unique is its origin in Carl Jung's theory of psychological types and its focus on preferences rather than traits. It classifies individuals into 16 distinct personality types based on four dichotomies. The first one is energy orientation, so this is extroversion versus introversion. Individuals who prefer to focus on the outer world of people and activity, these are extroverts. They are energized by social interaction. The school leader with an E preference might thrive in public speaking, parent meetings, and collaborative brainstorming sessions. The I, or introversion, are individuals who prefer to focus on their inner world of ideas and reflections. They gain energy from solitude. An I preference leader might excel at deep strategic planning, thoughtful policy review, and one-on-one mentorship, requiring quiet time for processing. Moving on to information perception, this would be sensing and intuition. Sensing individuals prefer to focus on concrete facts and details, relying on their five senses. They are practical and observant. An S preference leader would likely be excellent at managing operational details and ensuring protocols are followed, and also focusing on immediate, tangible results. Individuals who prefer to focus on patterns, possibilities, and abstract concepts, looking beyond the obvious, are the N, or the intuition. They are imaginative and future-oriented. An N preference leader might be a visionary, constantly exploring innovative teaching methods, long-term strategic initiatives, and imagining future possibilities for the school. Decision-making, this is thinking versus feeling. Individuals who prefer to make decisions based on logic, objective analysis, and impersonal criteria are your thinking people. They value fairness and consistency. A T preference leader would likely be highly analytical in decision-making, prioritizing efficiency and rational outcomes, even if it involves difficult choices. Then feeling individuals, or F, prefer to make decisions based on values, empathy, and the impact on people. They value harmony and compassion. An F preference leader would likely prioritize staff and student well-being, fostering a supportive environment and considering the human element in all decisions. As Peter Drucker famously said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. An F leader often excels at nurturing that culture. Next is lifestyle preference. This is judging J versus perceiving P. Individuals who prefer a planned, organized, and decisive approach to life, they like closure and structure. These are our J's, or our judging leaders. A J preference leader would be excellent at setting clear deadlines, establishing routines, and ensuring projects stay on track. They prefer things to be settled. Whereas a P, or perceiving leader, these are individuals who prefer a flexible, spontaneous, and adaptable approach to life. They are open to new experiences and possibilities. A P preference leader might excel at adapting to unexpected challenges, maybe even foster creative problem solving and being comfortable with ambiguity, just allowing the plans to evolve. So how can all of this be used in a school leadership setting? The MBTI provides a framework for understanding diverse approaches to work and decision-making. As a leader, you can use these insights to improve your team collaboration, delegate effectively by assigning tasks that align with individuals' preferences, like an ISTJ staff member, so an introverted, sensing, thinking, judging staff member, they might excel at meticulous data analysis and compliance, while an extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiving, or ENFP member might be perfect for leading a creative new student initiative. It's also going to help you enhance your communication and, frankly, to develop some self-awareness. Understanding your own MBTI type can help you leverage your strengths and recognize areas where you might need to adapt your approach to connect with those that have different perspectives. If you happen to be ENTJ, so an extroverted, intuitive, thinking, judging leader, often natural commanders, you might need to consciously solicit input from quieter, more detail-oriented team members to be able to understand the complexities of a problem we're working on. So in summary, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which again is offered through platforms like Insightful Traits, this provides a unique framework for understanding personality based on four dichotomies: extroversion, introversion, sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, and judging, perceiving. Its focus on preferences offers valuable insights on how individuals perceive the world and make decisions. For school leaders, embracing the MBTI can lead to significantly improved team collaboration, more effective delegation, enhanced communication, and a deeper self-awareness. Just imagine a school where the principal, an ESTJ, proactively seeks out input from their INFP guidance counselor on student well-being initiatives. This is going to ensure that both practical implementation and empathetic consideration are at the forefront. It's about building a leadership practice that respects and leverages every unique preference. That is it for the MBTI, and I hope you have a wonderful Thursday ahead of you as well. We will wrap up tomorrow as we explore cultural fit with High Match. But otherwise, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow. Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost. So glad to have you joining us today. Happy Friday. And I hope you have a fantastic day ahead of you and an even better weekend right after that. This week, we've explored the fascinating world of workplace personalities, starting Monday with a general overview of why understanding diverse personality types is crucial for school leaders. Then on Tuesday, we dove into the practical applications of DISC profiles, followed by a deeper look into the big five personality traits with Truity on Wednesday. Yesterday, we rounded out our discussion with the Myers-Briggs type indicator as offered by Insightful Traits. Today, we're concluding our series by focusing on HiMatch, a platform that emphasizes cultural fit assessments. We'll explore what cultural fit means in the context of personality, how HiMatch distinguishes itself, and most importantly, how understanding and cultivating cultural fit can be a game changer for you as a school leader, impacting everything from hiring to team cohesion. So let's explore the concept of cultural fit as championed by platforms like HiMatch. While traditional personality assessments focus on individual traits or preferences, cultural fit assessments evaluate how well an individual's values, beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors align with the prevailing culture of an organization or team. What makes HiMatch unique is its specific focus on this alignment, often using predictive analysis to assess not just can this person do the job, but will this person thrive and contribute positively in our unique environment. It moves beyond individual personality types to look at the broader interaction between personality and organizational ethos. Cultural fit is incredibly important in education, where collaboration, shared values, and a common vision are paramount for success. Firstly, it aids in strategic hiring and onboarding. HiMatch can be invaluable during the hiring process. It helps you identify candidates whose work styles, communication preferences, and values align with the school's mission, which then is going to reduce turnover and improve some job satisfaction. Secondly, it helps build cohesive teams. Understanding cultural fit is crucial for existing teams by identifying where individual personalities might create friction. Leaders, by doing so, we can proactively address conflicts and foster greater understanding. As Patrick Lencioni, author of The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, emphasizes, teamwork begins by building trust. Thirdly, cultural fit is key to fostering a positive school climate. When staff members feel aligned with the school's value and mission, they are more engaged and motivated. Fourthly, it supports leadership development. For school leaders, understanding cultural fit means being able to articulate and embody the desired school culture. Leading by example and intentionally shaping the environment here is key. Finally, it's essential for addressing conflict and resistance. When changes or conflicts arise, cultural misalignment can be at play. And understanding this helps leaders tailor their approach and communicate how changes align with deeper, shared values to help gain buy-in. Okay, to recap and wrap up our week, HiMatch and similar platforms on cultural fit, they evaluate how well an individual's values and behavior align with their organization's ethos. This is going to aim for deeper harmony. For school leaders, embracing cultural fit can revolutionize strategic hiring, build cohesive and effective teams, and foster a consistently positive school climate. In the end, this is going to help us guide that leadership development. Hope this week has been worth your time as we've taken a dive into those personality platforms that are out there to help you design your teams and better understand the teams you have. If you have any questions about any of these, please reach out to us at AWB Education. We'd be happy to get you in touch with some of the experts out here that can guide your team moving forward. As someone who's been through a couple of these in a couple different districts, I can tell you, regardless of the method or program that you choose, the learning that you gain through that process is worth all of the time and effort. That's it for this week on The Morning Boost. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we will talk with you again next week.
Thank you for tuning into AWB's Boost Bundle. We trust this collection of your Morning Boost episodes has given you a powerful end to your week. For more daily inspiration and actionable advice, be sure to subscribe to your Morning Boost wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week for more ways to amplify your leadership.